Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy, who falls down the stairs.
Falls down the stairs. Yes, you fell down the stairs twice this week, making it tough for us to compete in the
Amazing.
You could even do the Unamazing Race right now.
Right now? No.
Just barely walk.
No. And it's so bad that I'm having to go to the doctor's next week. I will jump through hoops or something before I would go to the doctor.
Couldn't jump through hoops because you got a bad leg. And I got to put a camera facing the stairs so people don't think I push you down.
But the best part is the 22-month-old or 21-month-old was still standing and was not, he didn't, that's all that I cared about.
He didn't drop down the stairs.
He didn't drop down the stairs. He was fine. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. And you say, well, he clinged to you, right? He was clinging to you?
No. I was watching him. I was teaching him to go down the stairs on his bottom. Obviously, I need to teach myself how to go down the stairs that way.
Yes.
And I was focused on him and slipped off the stairs.
You slipped down the stairs.
And only two kids came running to see if I was okay.
Of the six. Of the five.
Of the five. No!
No, because Ava wasn't there.
It was Tuesday. Ava was there. Of the six.
Of the six.
Ava and Hayden were the only ones that cared about me. Ava was there first, and I only think Hayden came along because he saw Ava go up the stairs. Yeah,
that's right.
Anyway.
That's right. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Anyway, speaking of the Amazing Race, there were no stairs in this challenge.
No. Thank God.
This was it. They're in Argentina, still in South America, and it's the Mega Leg. So this could shake things up. We could have a different finish from start.
For some reason, I thought the Mega Leg was like they did it in two sections. Why did I think that?
I think sometimes they have done where they continue racing.
Because I thought they were going to keeps going on, and then you get to that part, and they're like, oh, no, you're going to keep going because it's Mega Leg, so it means you go on to the next one, too.
But you still had the teams finishing pretty much in the way they left. In the group one was Ricky and Cesar, Shane and Juan.
Right.
And then you had the Alliance of Three.
Right.
Went next, and then the Alliance of Two.
Oh, yeah.
We formed an alliance. Right. And then
the last
Derek team. and Shalisa finished last.
Right.
So it's there's still the problem. We're not getting different teams finishing on top. I think that's a problem.
I would agree.
I agree that the team.
I was glad to see that the. Not that I don't dislike Cesar and Ricky. I'm just glad they weren't first again.
Right.
You know, I was like.
It mixes it up a little bit.
But you're right. It's the same,
It's the same teams. It's like whoever leaves first has a huge advantage.
Right.
Which, I kind of look, okay, you finish in first, you should have some kind of advantage.
It's just a little different this time.
It's just a little different this time. Yeah. But we shall see. And it does help. If you speak Spanish, you can see it helps in these challenges.
Right.
Especially with directions and memory challenges because
yes, it's
a lot easier to remember something if you speak the language.
Absolutely. But they could be going to Europe and have this. You could have someone that speaks French or something that too. So, you really don't know where you are where somebody would be able to speak that language.
But right now, being in.
Because it's like two of the three teams speak the language, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, Danny speaks Spanish too.
That's right. So, and there was another. I thought there was a women team.
Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne.
All right. Speaks Spanish. So, anyway. Group two, group three, the detour is either recycling plastic, or the other one is you have to throw a lasso, I'm going to call it a lasso because that's what we call it here, around a cow's leg.
Which one would you pick?
I would have probably have done, I didn't think the lasso was that hard.
I don't know if I could have done it.
But the recycling one, that's a grinder. Obviously, you're grinding plastic.
Yeah. But I don't know if I could have got that up in the air and. Maybe, because I used to play click-clacks.
Yeah.
I used to click-clacks. They look like click-clacks. Remember the days, guys? Click-clacks.
Well, we used to use click-clacks like they're using that. We would throw it at each other.
Oh, good.
We would throw it at trees.
I used to use click-clacks so much that I'd have a bruise on my arm. But anyway, you're right. I probably could have done the lasso. Okay.
But, the problem is you had to get both members of the team had to get it lassoed, had to get around the cow within 10 tries.
Yeah, I thought it was... I didn't realize within 10 tries. I thought it was they could do it in two different times. So I was like, why are they, doesn't make sense. And I'm like, oh, they have to do it in 10 tries together.
So if your partner gets it on the eighth try.
See, I thought it was 10 and 10.
Yeah, if your partner gets it on the eighth try.
You only have two more tries.
You only have two tries to do it. So it's a tough one.
Yep.
But the plastic one was just as tough unless you're Rod.
So that's true.
Anyway, Angie and Danny, Amber and Vinny, and Letitia and Rod are all working together. They work together the whole way. Which, if you can do that, you know, that guarantees you're going to the next. And I think the reason the other two, like Rod and Letitia, did is because of the directions.
Right, but my concern, though, is if you're not figuring out directions, eventually they're going to have to break off and figure this out. You know, and so that's going to come back to hit you later if you're not paying attention, you know, learning how to use the maps and...
Yeah.
And so forth. Anyway,
it's right now. It's just staying alive.
True. Anyway, you silly.
I just do that. Let's see. Juan and Shane complete the detour first,
right?
But then they got lost.
Yes.
Ricky and Cesar complete it after, and you know, so Ricky and Cesar, they're working better with other teams.
Wasn't that much better.
But before they wouldn't say anything, they're saying, oh no, and it's down the hill, it's down
the
hill.
Yeah, you're right.
So they become a little more friendlier.
Okay, you're making them be a little more friendly. All right, they're a little more friendlier.
I'm just saying.
Maybe a little more friendly.
During the roadblock, Vinny goes, I got this, so, you know, let me get on the bike, get the big bottles. And but you know, it's funny, he kind of whispered to Amber, hey, get the bigger bottles.
Yeah, he didn't share that.
They were working with the, but I think the bigger bottles were harder.
I agree.
I think you're better off with this because it's just more plastic and more stuff. Anyway, he's struggling. He's like, my legs are burning. This was an easy challenge for Rod. He just aced it.
Yeah, he did. He didn't even have to get off the bike and switch with Letitia.
No, Letitia said, nope, you know.
Yep.
But they waited.
Yeah.
They finished. They waited.
Well, they had to because they have no sense of direction. So they wouldn't have waited. I don't think they would have been able.
Well, he said, you know, in football, you play as a team. And I think at this point, they agreed to work together. And they all work together.
But this is not an amazing team race. It's an amazing race. It's not a team.
Before the leg started, I'm sure they got together when they were sitting around waiting for their clue.
Right.
How about we just work this whole leg together? Because they did.
Even though at the end, the mom said, try to convince them not, convince her son not to do that. She was competitive.
But Danny said, okay, we're on our own now.
Oh, okay.
But they all followed them anyway.
They all followed them.
But you know, mom is more competitive.
She's definitely more competitive.
Than Danny.
Yeah, I mean, she's not a mean lady. You know, I just think Danny's a little nicer and willing to help people out. And
he's
so,
like, you know.
Like in that, we'll get to that part.
Yeah, anyway. Let's see. They waited for that. And now we're going to take a commercial break. So, Shalisa was good at the toss, but Derek.
I know. Poor Derek.
Not so much. And she's tough.
Now, they just recently, he retired about a year ago.
Two years ago.
She just retired. I don't see that working out in that. Because she's a tough broad.
Yeah,
she's tough.
She's a tough woman. She doesn't take any crap.
Well, she was a police officer, so I'm sure she's just.
Well, so was he, but.
I don't know. I'm not trying to say that women are, you know, I'm just saying that maybe you have to be a little tougher in that world. Then a guy. I'm not saying a guy isn't tough, so but I just think maybe it'd be a little tougher.
He seems a little more positive. Where she's like, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. But she's just, but she was like, it was funny when she got it the first time. He's behind her. She goes, "Are you trying to tell me how to do it?"
That was hilarious.
She's also funny.
She's funny too.
But
I think they should have stuck it out. They shouldn't have tried to go on the other thing.
Ivana and Melissa get it and. And Shalisa says, let's just go. And he had two more tosses.
Right.
At that point.
Try the two more tosses.
You have nothing to lose there. Right. But they decide to go to the plastic recycling challenge. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. You know, you're
recycling
and getting exercise at the same time. Let's see. The roadblock is sense of direction. You get in a race car and you're going through this dirt course. Then you have to memorize the dirt course, come back, and solve a puzzle of the course in 3 minutes. Now, to me, it was just a puzzle.
Right, because when you were looking at it, it was a road map that went all the same way. So it just you just had to figure out where the start was.
And the turns.
And the turns. But then they kind of all clicked and went together. I don't know. Maybe sitting on a couch, it looks a lot easier than doing it. But I just thought it was just a puzzle. But I don't know.
Now, again, I think if you get the start and the finish, the rest should be easy.
But right.
Again, we're just sitting on the couch watching it. Who knows? We could. And plus, you're in that hot suit.
Oh, gosh. I would have been dying.
I would have loved to have done it, though.
Yeah, I would have told you
once.
To
you know, just for the
yeah.
The racing would have been fun. Ricky is struggling with the challenge. Juan gets it on his first attempt.
Yeah, I said, turned to you when you were watching it, and I was like, ooh, he's going slow. He goes, no, he gets it on his first attempt, and I was surprised. Because yep. Look at just the way that they were editing it, it looks like he was going really,
really
slow.
But he was like,
yeah. First of all, he's a pilot in whatever. Armed forces.
I thought it was Navy.
Navy.
Anyway, I could be wrong.
I would hope that our Navy pilot flyers do have good navigation skills. So I would think that would have been, you know, figuring out the map would be easier than most.
Well, it must have worked because
he
solved it.
Yeah.
The Alliance of Three shows up at the detour. Ricky gets it on his fourth attempt. Let's see. Derek and Shalisa complete the detour. The crunching thing. At this point, they probably were way behind.
They had to be.
But we didn't know at that.
Right.
It wasn't towards like the middle of the. It's like, okay, they have no shot. And I think they knew it too, that right. they were done.
I still wish, I say this every time, I still wish they would show like their time, like how much time is
they're
taken
3 hours behind.
Right. And I know they don't do that, so you watch the end of the show. I understand that. Not only, they don't have to show me like they're 3 hours behind. It just shows me the amount of time from their start time to it's just the clock is just running, showing what their time's at.
Well, I've said this 100 times, you know, Paramount Plus, why don't they have like a thing, you know, Survivor has extra clips that they show on, I think, YouTube. Maybe Amazing Race does, I don't know, but I've never looked. But, you know, have behind the scenes clips of, okay, at this point in the race, they were such and such behind after you've already seen the episode.
Right.
So anyway, that's something you could think about. CBS. Let's see. Angie needs to take a break. She's like, I want to stop.
Oh, I'm sure being in that suit and then having the thing on your head and then having that helmet on and they're in South America. Oh, she must just been.
It was hot.
I mean, you know, luckily she's a tiny woman, so that helps, you know, for me. I would have been dripping and sweat because I'm a big woman. But she's just, you know, she's tiny and then, you know, but her son keeps saying, drink water, drink water.
Drink water, mom, drink water. Of course, though, when you're moving around like that, it starts to make you sick.
Right.
And I think that's because they all.
I thought she was going to quit, didn't you, when you watched
the
first?
I think she would have if Danny wasn't there. He goes, it's a 4-hour penalty. And I don't think they could have survived because they still have to do the other challenges.
Right.
You have to sit there for 4 hours and then go complete the soccer challenge and the meat challenge.
Right.
You don't just get to go to the inn.
Right.
It wasn't the last challenge. So
good point.
They never would have survived it if she would have quit.
Yes. No, they wouldn't have. You're right. Good point.
I noticed one time Amber didn't get it right on the first try, and Vinny looked like he lost it.
Yeah.
He just, it's like.
He seems like he's tough.
Yeah. So it's relaxed, Vinny.
I'm sure he's just, you know, again,
it's a race.
It's a race. Everybody's competitive. Sure. I'm sure that competitiveness is coming out of him like that. I'm sure he's not a mean guy to her, but it just, the way they're editing it, sometimes you're like, ooh, he's not very nice.
Again, that's how I would probably come across. I would come across as the jerk.
And, no, but you're not like that.
Stop talking to me.
If there's no way, if you saw me like doing it really, like really putting myself into it and really like, there's no way you would be critical. I've known you for 8 years?
38 years.
There's no way you would be critical.
It only feels like 50.
You might be frustrated with me, but you, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Okay. Amber gets it, but she doesn't leave. She goes, no, I'm not leaving. And Angie tells her, no, go run
and
your
she's
race.
Crying. She
go run
want to
your
leave
race.
This thing.
And she goes, I'm not leaving you behind. Danny says, look, go. Go. You know, they're trying to get her to go. And she says, no, I'm going to help. I'm going to help Amber. I'm going to help
Leticia.
Angie and Leticia. And she does.
Yes, she does.
She does. I mean, I give her credit for that. That was that she's loyal to the team.
Right.
And she just.
I just don't think you can keep doing that over and over again. Eventually, you're going to have to
break.
Well,
they're down to 7 teams. They're going to have to start, you know.
Right. Because usually the last leg is top four teams, right? And
no,
then it goes down to
top three.
But then it's four, then three. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're getting down where they're not going to be able to.
And I don't see those three teams
being the top three.
Top three.
I would agree with you. I don't disagree with you. I think the top three teams will be Cesar and Ricky, the
Juan and Shane.
Shane. And then...
Up for grabs.
And then up for grabs.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But what do I know?
Yeah. Melissa and Sonny get it on their second attempt. So they're going. So the Alliance of Two, we're going to call them the Alliance of Two for the rest of the show because okay. eventually they pair up. Derek and Shalisa are pretty far behind.
Yes,
they're just, it's like.
But they had a great attitude. And yeah. They kept going. They didn't give up. They kept doing the challenges. Obviously, we didn't see them do the last challenge, so we don't know how that went.
We don't know if they did the fingerprint challenge. Right. No one did the fingerprint
challenge. But no one, at that stage, no one did.
To me, if I'm looking at that, a memory challenge in Spanish or the fingerprint, I probably would have done the fingerprint challenge.
Interesting.
Just because I think it would have been easier.
But they had to go and find the fingerprint and then match the fingerprint up to what they had the cards of people and then say who the criminal was.
Yeah.
You're asking to look at a fingerprint and be able to figure out if that's the same.
Well, one. Unless you have an, if I had an alliance, I would have done the meat challenge because it's, you're trying to remember 14 cuts of meat
right,
in Spanish. So it's like, okay, I just, and plus when you get one, you get it wrong, they don't tell you which one's right or wrong.
No, they don't. Good point.
So I, looking back on it, but I don't, you know, if we never saw the fingerprint challenge,
so we don't
know,
how
hard it was.
Yeah.
Next is bubble soccer, which looked like, if I was younger, I would love to do that. Now it's like.
Yeah, but I can't imagine playing in Argentina in the heat in that bubble.
Bubble, yeah. It was,
God, they said that it's so popular that they have leagues in it. I'm mm-hmm. like, that, I would, no way.
If I was younger, I would do it.
No, I wouldn't. Not even if I was young.
Nah,
nope.
It looks like
ain't
fun.
Gonna do it. Nope.
So you have to play bubble soccer, and you have, I think under a minute, you have to score a goal.
Well, I think it was a minute and 30 seconds.
Minute 30 seconds, you have to score a goal, and. Some of these people took it pretty serious.
Yes, they
were
did.
They were bouncing people all over the place. Shane aced it, though.
Yeah.
Because Juan wanted to do it because he likes soccer. But
he plays soccer.
He goes basically says, no, let me do it. There could be a smart challenge ahead, and it'd be tougher for
me. I remember
me.
When, was that the one when he told him he wasn't smart? He won't get on his first try?
No, it's at the, it was him and Cesar were talking.
Okay.
And Cesar goes, oh, he's going to get it. He goes, oh, he's not that smart. And then he said, oh, that's going to be bad on TV.
He was joking.
He was joking.
There's no way you get that far in the armed forces.
Obviously,
Juan
seems extremely smart.
Yes.
So anyway, Cesar is taking a beating.
Oh my gosh.
He was just getting clobbered. Derek is not good at puzzles.
No.
Good at directions, but I mean, he was. I'm like, at first you're looking, and go. All right, what do you? Obviously, the
it's
road.
Not even,
it's you got a blank spot in the road.
I know.
Derek, come on. I was like your wife there for a second. Come on, Derek.
Poor little fella.
The next roadblock is who did it and what's your beef? And again, everyone that we saw chose what's your beef. You need to correctly place 14 cuts of beef in like a cow.
Right.
You know, a cow's picture, like this is the butt or whatever it was. The fingerprint I'm not going to talk about because no one did it and I don't really know what it was about. There are only three tables, and this comes into play.
You did
only
say
three
that.
Teams can go at once. Cesar gets physical, and finally scores a goal.
Yes,
he started hitting back.
Yes,
and that was the key
for him to get his
bubble soccer. Yvonne and Busy are struggling at bubble soccer. Juan and Shane complete the meat challenge. Ricky and Cesar complete the meat challenge, but they're. Juan and Shane were just a little bit of a head, gave enough of a head start.
It looked
start.
Like they were very close, like within seconds of each other. And again, we don't know, but it did look that way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the case because they came in separately and they weren't even still on the mat when they came in. So
yeah. Derek completes the puzzle. And I like when his wife came over and
yes.
said, "You could." It took you this long to
just
figure this
out?
And he just like, man, she's, you know, I think they'd be a good reality show.
Oh.
Because she's so, they had to put them in, but they were fun to watch because.
They were fun to watch.
Because she just would, she never let them breathe.
No.
I mean, she just was
no, she did.
The whole time. And she, you know, she was saying what we were saying at home. Dude, it's just a puzzle.
Yes.
Anyway, poor Angie. They say, okay, Mom, we're gonna get. It's your detour day today. Let's get your detours out of the way. Right. And she looks, and it's another. She has to get in some kind of
a
suit.
I saw her, and then the way she was being hit, and you know, at the end that they just let her put.
Yeah,
that
because
through.
They were rocking her.
Yes, they were in the beginning.
I said, come on, guys.
I know. Jeez. And then towards the end, you're like, oh, they let her have that one. I felt like they let her have that one, but it's
the
fine.
Last go because the guy could have leveled her.
Oh yeah,
and he didn't. He let her score that. He let her score. And I'm all about competition, but at some point when you got someone who's, you know, a little older, you know, and struggling because of the heat and stuff, I'm glad they didn't crush her there.
Me too.
Rod got it on the first try.
Yeah.
Well, he goes, oh, this is how we're playing.
Right.
We're playing physical. And
yes.
You know, you look at him and he's like, okay.
He was so tall, his head was popping out of the top of it. And he was smart. He was watching and they were being physical and he figured out the game and he did well.
Yeah. So it was funny. So they're all, so now Yvonne and Melissa, Busy and Sunny actually got ahead. The Alliance of Two got there before the Alliance of Three.
Yes, they did.
And they said, okay, let's do this together.
And I thought, oh, that's going to change the dynamics. So it's going to be a different way.
Yeah. So, and they had a lead, but they made the mistake of leaving and left the table open for the other three teams. Juan and Shane are team number one. Ricky, they got $5,000 each. And I like how it was, I think Shane said, oh, good, we can let our wives pick where we go.
Yeah, or we'll spend it on our wives or something like that.
I thought it was, because usually it's a vacation trip. Okay. He goes, oh, we'll let our wives pick
maybe
where we
right,
go.
Maybe you're right, I'm wrong.
Ricky and Cesar are team number two. They've never finished below second place.
No. They didn't look happy that they were two, though.
No.
They weren't poor sports, but they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, two.
We had a chance.
Well,
I guess when you win all the time, you expect to win.
True.
The Alliance of Three stays at the station.
Smart.
And the other Alliance of Two can't get in. And Danny says, it's kind of crummy.
Yeah, he felt bad that he did that.
But he goes, but you have to do what you have to do. And Rod and Letitia got it first. They helped Danny and Angie. And then the Alliance of Two was asking. First they asked Angie. Said, I don't remember. I let him do this challenge. Then they asked Danny, and Danny started to help. And Angie goes, let's go, Danny. Yep. Danny, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. You can't. And
that's when you really saw the mom's competitiveness.
She's right. I mean, it could be a race to the. We've said this every time. It could be a race to the finish, and you don't know how far Derek and Shalisa are. You don't know, what they could have done the fingerprint challenge.
Right.
So it's like, you know, hey, stop talking.
Yeah.
We agreed to be the Alliance of Three. That's the Alliance.
Right.
And, you know, the Alliance of Two, they weren't happy about it. Well, obviously, they're shutting us out. They're working together. But, you know, you're working together.
Right.
So, anyway, Rod and Letitia are team number three. Amber and Vinny are team number four. Angie and Danny are team number five. Yvonne and Melissa, team number six. Busy and Sunny are team number seven. They all arrived pretty much the same time.
Yes,
they did. So, if, say, Danny would have helped him, maybe you finished, you're the seventh team to arrive.
Exactly.
So, Danny, listen to your mom. I know this has already been filmed and this is over, but Danny.
Listen to your mother.
Your mom's right. And I give him credit again. They're down to, if you would have told me in the beginning that they would be in, they'd still be in the race at this point,
I would have
said no.
I did not think they would make it this far.
No way. But I think the alliances are paying off for
them. Yes.
Now, their directions are number one, which is, but you know, some of these physical challenges. But anyway, because I don't know if the mom would have got it because she would have had to keep riding the car.
And that's what was making her sick
and overheating.
Right. Good point.
Derek and Shalisa have been eliminated, but they handle it with.
Well, my favorite part is well, Lisa didn't have to come get us, and I'm with them on that. Lisa didn't have to come get them
because that to me is just complete defeat.
Yeah, that's complete. Exactly. There was a couple amazing race times that they had to go. Phil had to go get them.
Phil's like, I got lunch. I got an early breakfast. You guys got to finish this. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But no, Derek and Shalisa have been eliminated. Fun team.
Yeah.
But they've struggled the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they have. I really haven't like this time around in this season, I haven't really, there isn't anybody that I'm like, oh, I don't want to see them like get excited. I don't want to see them drop out. I'm not attached to anybody this season. I don't know why.
I think because it's just the same two teams finishing.
Is that
what
it is?
It's just the same one. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's like, to me, it's better when, you know, like what we've seen a lot of times in the past is the teams all get on the same flight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These teams, we're not seeing them flying. I don't know if they're it just.
Yeah, you don't see. Oh, you don't see the travel part.
The travel part, and they're not traveling that far.
Right.
So you know you're not traveling cross. I'm assuming they're going to stay in South America, and then the final.
Yeah, but all those things can't be all that close together, are they?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not. It's you're not crossing the Atlantic or the Pacific. True. I mean, it's.
Again, my geography is not my cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
I'm just like.
Anyway, it just to me, it's just been a. I don't.
Well, it isn't bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as when they did the COVID one. That was dreadful.
Yeah.
But I just still, last season was good because it was right after the COVID one, and so maybe we're like, oh, this is so much better.
Last season just was really good.
Yeah, I really liked last season.
And that's the problem you have with any like Survivor. The last season was really good. This season's kind of like,
yeah. So it's hard to really.
It's hard to get back into the groove when when the season's not. And again, they're not traveling.
And they're not going anywhere. So I feel like it's like, they're going in places, but they're not leaving the different cultures. We're still in the same thing. And I'm just like, I'd like to see other. That's the part I like about the Amazing Race.
They go to India. They go to Switzerland.
You see all that stuff.
They go to
England.
They go, you know, they go to
Iceland. And of course, we're such travelers. Yes. You know, we're like, we might want to go. That's one of the reasons why we watch it too, is to see where they're going.
Yeah. It's like, that looks cool.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I mean, nothing in South America. There's been a couple. I go, I'd love to go there.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've seen.
Let's move on. Maybe that's what it is. But
anyway, that's all we got. We'd like to thank all our patrons. It's a patron-driven show. You can go to jayandjack.com, click under Patron, and donate your $1 million to Jack and Cindy so they can travel to Europe.
And do the Amazing Race with Hop-Along.
With Hop-Along, yes. No stair challenge, please,
Phil. No, please.
Please, Phil.
I couldn't even walk now. If we were going somewhere right now, I couldn't walk.
You'd have to get one of those rascals.
I would have to.
In fact, I remember we went to the supermarket.
Somewhere the other day, you want one of those rascals? I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Then you told me to take your cane. I'm like, absolutely not. Then you go.
I take my walking stick most places.
Yeah, but your legs go numb. My legs aren't numb. There's a difference. Uh-huh. And I can't pick you up if you fall.
Pick me up before you go.
If I fall, I know you can pick me
up. Over this yo-yo. Anyway, this time we're going to thank four patrons. Again, we thank all our patrons. We're going to thank four patrons. Reach certain level.
Easy for me to say.
Eckhart Richner, Gloffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Planet, Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier, thanks for all you do, and thanks for everyone who has made this podcast
the number one podcast
on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network. We'll be back next week.
I said I've never been on something that's never been number one.
I've been number one so many times. It gets boring.
Whatever.
In fact, I was only born with one finger. So I could just go, what number are you? I'm obviously number one. I only have one finger.
You're not funny.
I'm number one.
You're not funny. People, this is what I live with, people. He thinks he's hilarious.
Phil, what team are you? I'm number one. Jack, I'm number one. So
he's not funny. Please don't laugh
at him. There you go. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Arrivederci.